Production of The Sound of Young America is supported in part by Ask Metafilter. Thousands of life's little questions answered online at ask.metafilter.com. Hey guys, it's me, Jesse. Usually before the show starts, a bunch of listeners who are already donors exhort you to join them in donating to support MaximumFun.org. Well, I've got great news. It's the Max Fun Drive for these 2 weeks, and so it's time for you to do your part at MaximumFun.org/donate. It's the Sound of Young America. I'm Jesse Thorne. Phil Collins is one of the best-selling recording artists of the 20th century, both on his own and as a member of Genesis. As part of our ongoing series, we asked him to tell us about the song that changed his life.
You know, I found this whole thing very difficult to choose one song. You know, I think in terms of something that changed your life, you know, for me, it would have to be like the first time I heard the Beatles. She Loves You was the song. Everything from the first drum fill. She loves you, yeah. You know, it was just an in-your-face song about love that hadn't really been expressed with such energy. I came from a house where my sister listened to Neil Sedaka, my brother listened to Jim Reeves, you know, and so this is like a whole new breath of fresh air. You know, playing air guitar in front of a mirror, pretending to be John Lennon, you know. Even though I had very short hair, I was desperately trying to make it curl up at the back, you know, like theirs did. It was all new, everything was exciting, everything was the beginning of something rather than near the end of something. It was like this had never been done before. With a love like that, you know you should be glad. You know it's up to you. I think it's only fair. Pride can hurt you too. Apologize to her. Because she loved you. You know, the harmonies sounded like nothing that you'd ever heard before. The way it was produced, the way it was performed, it was really sort of genuinely a joyous sound. In the very last chord they sing in harmony, it's quite a complicated chord, you know. I mean, I think probably this is George Martin, the producer, that those kind of moments still sound like they were recorded yesterday. With a love like that, you know you should be glad. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Phil Collins talking about the song that changed his life. His latest album, Going Back, recalls that period in his life when he fell in love with the Beatles. It's a record full of Motown covers. You can find information about Phil Collins online at philcollins.co.uk. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed that Sound of Young America broadcast. It's Max Fun Drive time. You know what you've got to do. Fire up that browser, maximumfun.org/donate. Take care of business. Let's go! The Sound of Young America and MaximumFun.org are proud sponsors of the 3rd Annual Women in Comedy Festival in Boston, Massachusetts, March 9th through 13th. The 3rd Annual Festival features Kristen Chong performing in her hilarious sketch comedy duo with Kurt Brownhaller. It also features close friend of MaximumFun.org, Jen Kirkman, past guest on both Jordan Jesse Go and The Sound of Young America, and the very funny Morgan Murphy. Shows take place all over Boston, and the goal is to create a place for people to experience the comedic expression of women, see strong female performers, and above all, be entertained. And they book some really great comics. For more information on the festival and how to get tickets, you can visit womenincomedyfestival.com. That's www.womenincomedyfestival.com. Production of The Sound of Young America is supported in part by Ask Metafilter. Thousands of life's little questions answered online at ask.metafilter.com.